Blog Talk Radio.
By J.C. Ryle. And we are going to be looking today on the bottom of page 10, and it is duty number 6, the V and the I, number 6, and it says, train them, train your children to a habit of prayer. Now, prayer, J.C. Ryle begins here, and I love this first line. It is a great description, really, of what prayer is. He'll start out with this one-liner, and then he will go on to give more descriptions and more definitions of what prayer is and how important it is that we train our children in prayer. It is the very life breath of true religion. And it is one of the first evidences that a man is born again. If you come into the family of God and you are a brand new believer, you will know it because you will begin to pray. You'll begin to talk with the Heavenly Father. Now, he goes on here in this very first paragraph, and it's at the bottom of page 10. It'll go right up to the top of page 11 to talk about a man named, you don't know the story of Saul. Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He was against Christians. He literally was involved in the killing of Christians. But he met the Lord one day on the road to Damascus, and he was a changed man from there on in. And what the Lord told Ananias, he would send Saul to another man named Ananias. Ananias would know, he would recognize Saul because look at the bottom of page 10. In the day that he sent Ananias to him, he said, behold, he prayeth. He was praying. And that beginning of prayer, he had begun to pray, and that was proof enough that he was born again. Now, that story comes out of Acts 9. If you have time, go read it if you're not familiar with it. It's a great example of the transformation of an unbeliever into a believer of Jesus Christ. Now, secondly, at the top of page 11, prayer, if you were to go back in time, prayer was the distinguishing mark of the Lord's people in the day that there began to be a separation between them and the rest of the world. And there we have a quote from Genesis 4:26. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. That's prayer. They were a people of prayer. And then in the next little paragraph, J.C. Ryle shows us that even today, prayer is the peculiarity of all real Christians now. It's the one thing that sets us apart. We pray, for we want to tell God our wants and our feelings, our desires, our fears, and we mean what we say. And then he goes on to say that the nominal Christian, one who is a Christian in name only, may repeat prayers, and they may sound like good prayers, but he goes no further. You must pray from the heart. They must be your words, no matter how simple they are. And then in the next little paragraph, J.C. Ryle says, prayer is the turning point in a man's soul. Everything that you do, your ministry, your labor, it will all be in vain until you get on your knees in prayer to the Lord. And until then, there's no hope for your ministry, for your work. You must be in prayer with the Lord. And then in the next paragraph, we see that prayer is one great secret of spiritual prosperity. If you want to grow spiritually and really have communion with God, you've got to get on your knees and have that talk with the Lord. And then look at what it says here in this large paragraph in the middle of the page 11. It says, when there is much private communion with God, your soul will grow like the grass after rain. But when there is little, all will be at a standstill. You will barely keep your soul alive. Go to the last line in that middle paragraph. He that asks much, he will have much. He tells Jesus everything, and so he always knows how to act. It reminds me of my mother. When I was a little girl, I would always think that my mother talked to herself. But she wasn't talking to herself. She was talking to Jesus. We don't talk to ourselves. We are talking to Jesus. Unending communication with the Lord. And then in the second to the last paragraph here on page 11, I'm going to read this whole paragraph out loud. We need to share it because this is J.C. Ryle at his finest, as he compares prayer to many things that we are familiar with, that you might have a full understanding of what prayer is. He says here, prayer is the mightiest engine that God has placed in our hands. It is the best weapon that we can use every difficulty. And it is the surest remedy in every trouble that we might face. It is the key that unlocks the treasury of promises that we find in the Bible that we spoke of yesterday. It is the hand that draws forth grace and help in our time of need. And look at this one. It is the silver trumpet that God commands us to sound in all of our necessity. When we are in need, you raise up that silver trumpet of prayer and you sound it and you tell the Lord you are in need and you need his help. It is the cry he has promised always to attend to. Think of that. When you break down and you cry, that is prayer. And the Lord has promised to attend to it, even as a loving mother to the voice of her child. What a great analogy. Now, prayer at the bottom of page 11 is the simplest means that man can use in coming to God. It is within reach of all. The sick can pray, the aged, the infirm, those who are very sick, the paralytic, the blind, the poor, and the unlearned. All can pray. What a gift our Heavenly Father gave us in prayer. And then if you go over to the top of page 12, a little bit further into that paragraph, you will see that J.C. Ryle reminds us, so long as you have a tongue to tell your soul's state, you may and ought to pray. Ye have not because ye ask not, we are reminded in James 4. And that will be a fearful condemnation to many people in the day of judgment. Don't let the Lord be looking at you saying, you had not because you asked not. You take it all to the Lord in prayer. Now, in the next paragraph, J.C. Ryle remembers, he reminds us that if we love our children, you must do all that lies in your power to train them up to a habit of prayer. And when you do that, you must show them how to begin. You must tell them what to say they don't know. And you must encourage them to persevere, stay at it, and remind them if they become careless and slack about it. You must be the reminder, and let it not be your fault at any rate if they never call on the name of the Lord. Let it not be your regret. Know that you did everything in your power to enable that child to pray. Now, this, J.C. Ryle says in that middle long paragraph, is the first step in religion which a child is able to take. Now, long before he can even read, think of this, before that child can even read that Bible, you can teach him to kneel by his mother's side. Oh, get that little child right next to you on his knees by his bedside and get him to repeat, him or her, the simple words of prayer and praise which you can put in that child's mouth. It is your duty to teach them. And then if you go toward the middle of the paragraph, there's a beware. You must beware of giving up the oversight of this matter to anyone else, to a nurse, to a babysitter, to someone serving in your house, or of entrusting them too much to your children. You must do this job. It is the parent's duty. And a little bit further down in that paragraph, it says, believe me, if you never hear your children pray, you are to blame. You will have to take responsibility for it. For you are a little wiser than the bird described in Job. Now let's take a look at this. This comes out of Job chapter 39, verses 14 through 16. And here it is in quotations. It's coming right out of the Holy Bible. That bird, which, listen to this, leaveth her eggs in the earth and warmeth them in the dust and forgetteth that the foot may crush them or that the wild beast may break them. Oh, she is hardened against her young ones as though they were not hers. And her labor is in vain without fear. That bird has not been sensitive to the needs of the child. She has laid her eggs. She has left them in the earth and warmed them in the dust and forgotten that the foot may crush or that the wild beast may break the eggs. That's what we are as parents when we do not train our children to prayer. We are leaving them out prey. We are leaving them as prey for the evil one. They are not safeguarded in this life if you do not teach them to pray to the Lord who will come in protection and send his mighty angels to surround your children. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then we go into the paragraph which tells us at the bottom of page 12, prayer is, of all habits, the one which we recollect or remember the longest. And J.C. Ryle goes on to tell us that many a gray-headed man or woman could tell you how his mother used to make him pray in the days of his childhood. Now, other things we may forget. But at the top of page 13, he will be able to tell you often where he knelt at the end of that top paragraph, what he was taught to say, and even how his mother looked all the while. It will come up as fresh before his mind eye as if it was but yesterday. Oh, can't you, those of you who were blessed enough to have been taught to pray by your precious mothers, can't you remember it? Oh, it was a blessed time. Now let's look at that very last paragraph, a reminder from J.C. Ryle. Reader, if you love your children, I charge you, do not let the seed time of a prayerful habit pass away unimproved. Oh, when they are little ones, that's the seed time. That's the time to teach them prayer. If you train your children to anything, train them at least to a habit of prayer. Now, I want to close here today before I pray with a reminder. We at Grace Church will be teaching the Bible very soon. September 17th is the opening day, and we will also be teaching children to pray. So if you would like to involve your children in that blessed time at Grace Church, I'm going to invite you. You may register by phone by calling our pastor, Pastor Torres, and I'm going to give you the number to call. Here it is. Jot this down. And if you want to get right on this job of registering your children for Sunday school, here is the number to call. 518, it's a local call, 775-0366. Pick up the phone, pre-register. And if you want to know about other Sunday schools in the village, he knows all about those also. He's friends with all the other pastors. Get those children registered to learn of the Lord and the Bible and prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of learning in your word. Lord, we ask that you might inspire parents everywhere to get out and get their children involved in learning of you. It is imperative that they learn of you if we expect them later on down the road to make that great choice to come in to the family of God. Lord, we put it all into your hands. It is your work, and we trust you to do it. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Amen.